How is it signified and sealed to you in holy baptism that you have part in the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Together? Thus, that Christ instituted this outward washing with water and joined it to this promise that I am washed with His blood and Spirit from the pollution of my soul, that is, from all my sins, as certainly as I am washed outwardly with water, whereby commonly the filthiness of the body is taken away. Question 70, what is it to be washed with the blood and Spirit of Christ? It is to have the forgiveness of sins from God through grace, for the sake of Christ's blood, which He shed for us in His sacrifice on the cross, and also to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and sanctified to be members of Christ, so that we may more and more die unto sin and lead holy and blameless lives. Question 71, where has Christ promised that we are certainly washed with His blood and Spirit as with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, which says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. This promise is also repeated where Scripture calls baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sin. Amen. And so we have that like figure. It's not baptism itself, the physical water, but what it represents. And what we are to receive by faith, trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all of our sins. Baptism testifies to that absolute necessity, but also to confirm in our hearts the assurance of what Christ has done for us. This is why baptism is not something that's done in just a private manner. It's meant for the church. Every time we see a baptism and witness it, it should be an encouragement to our hearts. It's a witness of the gospel that Jesus promises us to cleanse us from all our sins. It's an encouragement to parents that they too can see if their children trust in Christ, they too will be cleansed from all their sins. May God bless you in that knowledge. And may He affirm the meaning of baptism to your hearts always.